You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trenaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 148, Restore the Joy. In today's episode, Spirit wants to speak to you about restoring your joy. This message came to me very clearly, and as always, it was right on time. But before I go into that message from Spirit, I want to let you know that our podcast is now on Spotify. This is very exciting and will allow us to reach more listeners with these profound messages of transformation. I want to thank everyone who has been supporting the show. Thank you for sharing the episodes, for taking the time to rate and review the show, and for listening. I appreciate all of you for sharing your energy with me. I love you, and that's why I do this. Okay, now back to the show. So what is Spirit saying to us about restoring our joy? Spirit says that we have lost our knowledge of how to manifest as a collective, and we must relearn how to become conscious creators once again. This knowledge of how to manifest your reality is absolutely vital and necessary to assist you in becoming conscious creators. Right here, I want to recommend that you go back and listen to episode 111, Your Frequency Attracts, to complement this episode. That show goes hand in hand with this one. Now, joy is greatly misunderstood and very underrated. If you properly understood the power of joy, then you would never want to be without it. You would never allow anyone to steal your joy. It is your power and the active ingredient to bring your positive intentions and thoughts into form. From a metaphysical perspective, joy is the activator of your positive focus. In other words, joy helps to manifest whatever it is that you put your attention on that makes you feel good. It's true that you can and will manifest negative thoughts, but these will be manifested through feeling bad. And the wonderful thing about this is the universe is so loving and compassionate that it takes a lot more negative energy to manifest bad things into your life than it does for good. That means you have to be in a bad mood for a long period of time and put a lot of energy into feeling bad before you begin to manifest those vibrational matches into your life. This is due to momentum and how it activates the law of attraction. The universe is very high vibrating, and it is a positive life force. So it takes a strong polarization of negativity to begin to manifest negative things within it. Once you build up a vibration sufficiently, then it will start to translate into your physical reality. But negativity needs a strong polarization from the positive before it will begin to manifest. It's like a fail-safe built into the universe to keep you from creating things that you really don't want. And the forces that you co-create within the universe want to be sure that this is your true desire. And so they make it so that you have to hold that negative vibration much longer, just to be sure that you truly want to manifest lower vibrations into your reality. This information that I'm sharing with you today will help you see why it's so dangerous to stay in a negative, sour mood for too long, because you start building up momentum. Your dominant thoughts will manifest more quickly into your life, and your emotional state is what brings those thoughts into a tangible form. You have a thought, and then your emotional state vibrates it into physical matter. So if the universe is a strong positive force, then you must hold onto negative thought forms for prolonged periods of time before they can manifest. This is why you must be inundated with negativity through negative TV programs and the 24-hour news and so on. This is done intentionally to keep your vibration low, because your natural state is a very high vibrating one, a joyful one, just like babies. But over time, we become conditioned to be unhappy and to think that it's okay. We stay on jobs that make us miserable and then believe that something good is going to come from it. All the while, your health is failing. That's a manifestation of your unhappy state. And Spirit is telling us that you must get out of this cycle of negativity. You must break those patterns of feeling bad in order to free yourself and to start moving in the direction that you want to go. You can't feel bad most of the time and think that you have any strong momentum moving in a positive direction. However you feel most of the time is what you're creating with your momentum. You have to become conscious of how you feel throughout your day, and how you feel is being created by what you're thinking. This is what being a conscious creator is all about, becoming aware of how you feel and what you're thinking about. Your emotions are the catalyst for creating your reality. So now you should understand why you want to be a joyful being and why you want to rid yourself of negativity as quickly as possible. Don't allow your mind to marinate on negative thought forms or allow yourself to entertain negative emotions for too long. We all get irritated and angry about things. It's part of being a human. But if something upsets you, you need to address it as soon as possible to free yourself of that negativity. Deal with it and try to do it in a loving way. You don't want that negative energy to build up because that creates momentum. And as we know, once a sufficient amount of momentum is created, the manifestations begin to appear. So we want our focus, our thoughts, to be on good things so they can manifest for us, not on things that we don't want. You have to build positive momentum in order to create the life of your dreams. That means you have to feel good most of the time. It's about the power of joy. Joy is what will help you manifest your dreams into reality. The biggest reason why most people are not living their dreams is because they are not living their joy. They are too busy doing things they hate. And by doing this, they drop their vibration so low that they start to manifest more unwanted things into their lives. After a while, you are no longer a vibrational match to the reality that you say you want to live. So it becomes a deadly practice to fill your time doing things that you hate or that make you feel bad. Most people have been doing things they hate or dislike for so long that they no longer have any idea of what makes them feel good. Now, this is a bad situation to be in, but you have to start somewhere. The key to starting to shift your momentum in a positive direction is to start finding the things that make you feel good and then just start doing them. The more you fill your time doing things that bring you joy and doing things you love to do, then you will begin to create positive momentum that will eventually raise your vibration to higher levels. It takes time now. But once you get that momentum rolling, it will allow you to start manifesting more and more of what you really want into your life and less of what you don't want. Life is a mirror. You can't do things that make you feel bad all day and then think that you'll manifest things that make you feel good. We've all heard about the miserable millionaires. They're out there. That's because feeling good is a spiritual state. It happens when you activate your heart. You must do more things that make your heart happy and that bring you joy. It's important to remember that you can only attract into your life your vibrational matches. Joy attracts more joy, and the same for misery. It's impossible to attract to you what you don't resonate with. In order to experience more joy in your life, you must start doing more things that bring you joy. It's really that simple. It's time to restore the joy and get your power back. Thank you for taking the time to listen. Until our next show, be love, peace, and good health.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe in it, believe in it.